Holy Father, Holy Father, I'm screaming, my Lady Gaga.
Yes, you wanna look, yes, yes, you wanna look.
Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa, Macho Mona Lisa.
Mio, 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 lo que tú. No te da gilo, no te. Lago a de, Lago. I'm a mucka mucka on the board. Cause I pull up in the
middle of the song. I just want to be high. Be
high.
Be
high.
I'm in love with plenty women. I know my money, all of them. It no matter the shape or color, I go make sure say I must collect.
I'm going to buffet. No man get sick on my love. Body on check, check, check. I thought I don't know you the bed, bed, damn man.
Malaku Ivan! Malaku come! She be make a Samoa. Say my tukina go join God. You want to bamba? You wanna cheat?
Okay, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. It's a beautiful evening once again. I go by the name Dr. Sherbrooke and you're listening to My House. And as I always say, this is a program we come here to do every Wednesday by 6:30, just for us to have good times and listen to best songs from Africa in general and talk about what's happening also in Africa all together. First of all, I just want to say my condolences to everybody who lost anybody in the Benue State crisis, because it has been something that literally I think the media has not been paying a lot of attention to. A lot is just going on in the world right now that I really truly cannot just wrap my mind around it. I don't just know how to describe the whole situation right now, starting from even the Iraq and the Israel bombing, the Benue State fight, and all. It's just so not, how do I put it, it's just too much for the moment. I can't really wrap my mind around it, but I just hope it's just something that just comes and pass as a moment, like every other time, you know. I just, like I said, I can't really wrap my mind around it. For those who don't know, a lot has been going on in Nigeria right now. We have the people of Benue State, the Fulanis, by the way, coming and killing people. And the most painful part was they were even killing children. And I don't know how to put it. I don't know how to elaborate much on his whole issue. Just check online and see what's going on. You can find videos for yourself online. It's just something not capable of, you know, how will I say, not capable of talking about at the moment, because if it does, I guess it's going to spoil my mood. So I was just hoping to drop it out there for those who don't know to know, and just go search out what's going on in Benue State right now on the internet, and definitely you'll get what's happening. I just hope the president, you know, attend to this issue as quickly as it can, because it's not really encouraging and entertaining anymore. It's not funny. It has been happening for a very long time, but I think it's not funny anymore. So that's all I've got to say. Not too much going on the president. I'm a Tinubu, so please, you need to get your job done. I don't know how you need to do it, how you're going to do it, but just please do what is right and make it right for right. And we have been actor Alabini saying that he regretted campaigning for Tinubu the year 2023 before he won the election. I don't know, won or rigged, whatever thing, but what it is, what it is. That I always want to say, that at the end of the day, we'll come to realize that even as an adult, or I don't know if they had to pay you or whatever thing, what happens, but capability does matter a lot. I know I'm not too old, but one thing about me I came to understand is that being a president is not about age. I think it's just about capability. Tinubu, all of us know, say he's not ready. He don't really get the strength. He's not that fit enough to rule. And Tinubu, not supposed, to be frank, I think Tinubu should be in a care home, like literally, not ruling as a president. He's just literally not capable for an office right now. Tinubu is not supposed to be even taking his own grandkids out for the car. You can't trust your grandkids with Tinubu to play with them at the park, because literally you know something might go wrong. He's just too old for that job. Talk less of making him a president. So for me, I don't literally know what brought the idea or whoever brought it, but from the very first day I saw it and I knew this is not just capable. It is something that has been happening in Africa in general, and I think it has to stop. We just need capable and young people who are reliable, who are open, who are in the moment for them to really understand what's going on at the moment. I don't know if Tinubu has to fucked up Nigeria right now, he has nothing to lose because he has already lived his life. This is one thing I literally was saying back then. He has lived his life, and if anything happens to a country like Nigeria right now, you not consign him. You don't do your do. You feel like they spoil the country now. He don't ready to die. So please, I just think it's about time we will picking leaders next time. This is something we should put on our desk and ask ourselves: is this person capable of being an admin in a WhatsApp group instead of him ruling a country? I guess that's just the question. Well, without talking too much right now, we have a lot of songs and a lot of topics to talk about today. We'll be starting with the youngest and the baddest producer, Young John, and he titled this one Keke, and he featured Acheke. And it's been long we heard anything from Acheke, even a verse or a feature, but all the same, this is the first time we're hearing from him for a very long time. So it's from Young John, Cheche. We're gonna be back after the beautiful and amazing song.
It's Young John, the wicked producer.
I look fly, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, 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 yeah. When I look fly, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, 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 yeah. Got you back over me. Deliver me for my friend Miss Tibanja Iki Maposo Wayi. I get them before no be property. So as I dey born, give me better my year. Deliver me for my friend Miss As I dey jah Iki Maposo. Pounds tally, but you dollar, go wally. Take me by no king, my nora. Kima shako, kima buka, we lo long tally. Shallow body. Gaza, kima gaza. Feel good, man, I'm too fly. Praying, I do body car. Everywhere, good, I grab all her. Check me, I smell nice, classy. Check my new swag, by me. Kappa hota, makami. Uluwa cover me. Money and power, they make us in dawa. Fuck all of that, pass it. Give me bad girl to nasty. I'm on my party. I look fly, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, yeah. Money, I look fly, yeah. I look good, yeah, yeah. I just smell nice, yeah. Everything, yeah, yeah. Got you over, cover me. Deliver me for my friend Miss Tibanja Iki Maposo Wayi. I get them before no be property. So as I dey born, give me better my year. Deliver me for my friend Miss As I dey jah Iki Maposo Wayi.
Okay, that was Cheche by Young John featuring Acheke. We're talking about the killing in Benue right now, which happened probably, is it not on Monday? Yes, on Monday, and which wasn't really something, how will I say, really something to be proud about, but in the sense that we have a failed government and fit people who are in powers and positions is really something that I think we need to bring to the attention of the public. So those who can help and who are aware and who has the power to should be able to really set things in place. And we have a lot of people reacting to the incident, starting from Very Dark Man, who was in Benue State that very day, and he was even the one that brought it to the public of the notice. And we just want to say thank you, Very Dark Man, for the job well done. And since then, there's been all over the news. We have people like Nyanya releasing, dedicating a song to the victims, and we also have Commendia and Efe Waribwe saying that Alicia declares a public holiday to welcome Tinubu and to stop mocking Benue's people. And we also have Very Dark Man coming out to say that are the ends men bigger than the government, and also Iblis talking about how Nigerian is a very dangerous place to live at the moment, not just Benue State but generally at the moment. And we also have Sabinus coming there. Sabinus begging Nigerian government to intervene on the situation. And also we also have Odumodu Black reacting to the killings, and also Bobrisky the same thing. I know this thing is just right now out there, but I think it's not just about us talking online or anything, but people should really get to do what they know how to do, because I don't know if it is for the government to bring out military or police. It's just insane that in your own country you are not safe. It is just so insane. It's so funny that I think it's about time we really start making democracy, because that was one thing I was talking to a friend about the other time. I was like, we're talking about democracy these days. You find it more kind of a dictatorship. It's even better when you're under a dictatorship. You know, okay, fine, I'm under a dictatorship kind of government, in the sense that I'll elect you as a president or whatever person you think you are, a governor or senator, and at the end of the day you are doing everything due to dictatorship. You don't even listen to people, you don't even care about their opinions. All you have to do is just do it in your mind. When you do and finish, you could be like, okay, fine, this person, they don't get anything to do, or they don't get anything to talk. It's just so irritating for me. I don't know how to really go about it, trust me. And we talked about popular rapper Odumodu Black reacted to the recent massacre and suspected SMN military for Yalewata in Benue State, where over 100 people were reportedly killed. And expressing shock over the incident, the rapper particularly fumed over reporters that a woman lost her 5 children in the attack. Can you imagine? And he described the ongoing killing in the part of Benue State insane. Trust me, as I said, people are dying, mothers are losing their kids, and I think it's not the most funny part is, there's one thing I've come to realize in the world, it's really not a problem until it does affect you. Like, for example, probably anything has not happened to anybody I know right now, and I think it's not much of a big deal. And as you know, that I'm not saying it's not a big deal, but I don't really see it as a big deal. But until maybe probably somebody that I know of, or somebody from like a friend or relative gets murdered in the same situation, then I realize, yes, I've lost somebody, so it becomes a problem. So let's think about it. Now, get to imagine that a mother gets to lose her 5 kids, and the dad's just the only kids she has. She has 5 kids, and she lost them to how will I say, to ends men due to, I don't know what's going on in the state. I don't want to know, but at least we've got forces of government who should have been able to intervene, or probably should have been able to make things, you know, less violent to this extent. Like, because reportedly right now we have more than 100 or less than 100 people, but countably 100 people dying in one day in your country, and you find it as appealing as it could be to you to just keep quiet as a government or as a president or whatever thing office you hold. I think it is okay. Well, as I said, when something always does happen to the poor, it's just always a problem. But when it happens to the rich, it becomes a global warming, it becomes a problem. When it affects the rich, sorry, it becomes global warming, it becomes everybody's problem. But when it's affecting the poor, it's just normal. Like as I literally said, for example, the COVID-19, during the COVID era, I talked about that incident, like an incident that everybody was going to get involved in the sense that it's going to be affecting both the poor and the rich. But if you see situations like unclean water situations and all of those things, as far as the rich are able to buy themselves out of the situation, it is never a problem. It is like malaria, for example, right now, it's reportedly telling that malaria kills less than 1,000 people in a month or 24 hours, in a week or 24 hours. I can't really remember back then how the article went. And here we are having people living in the same environment who has money that can be able to take this illness out of the economy or whatever thing, fight it for good. But it's not a problem for them, because at least they know, say when they did conducive area, it not go affect them. So this is one thing I've come to realize. When it's not affecting the rich, it is never a general problem. But when it's affecting them and they know it's going to be able to take their life, then it becomes a general public problem. So it's just what it is, and it's something so sad, literally sick. Next song is coming from Kizani, Aquilos, Kijo and Johnny Dree, and the old title is One Police. We're going to be back after the song.
Oh, she won't do something, I won't go chacho. On a Monday morning, I won't do something, she won't go walk. I've been
That was Police by what's his name again, Johnny Dree, Andres Guedo, and Keys Daniel. And talking about entertainment news again, we have David Akdeleke, popularly known as Davido, pulled out on his joint Tottenham Hotspur Stadium concert with American star 50 Cent and Mary J. Blige. Earlier this year, we talked about the concert where Davido announced he's going to be performing alongside legendary rapper 50 Cent and R&B singer Mary J. Blige. But Davido announced on Saturday by Instagram story, and he said he withdrew from the concert scheduled for the 3rd of July 2025 this year at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in London, England. He explained that his withdrawal was due to the failure of the Culture of Iconic Presentation to resolve issue concerning key element required to upload the integrity and quality of his performance. Not bad. And Davido also hinted on the issue of discrimination, demanding respect from African creatives. He promised his London fans a show of the summer from the Europe stars of his Five Alive tour. The singer clarified that the event would proceed as scheduled but without him. And yes, I can easily agree with Davido on that, because that was one of the reasons Bonner also said he titled his album African Giant. That's the African Giant album, because he said Coachella called and they wanted him to do Coachella and he was interested, but when they sent him the poster, he saw artist names like Lil Wayne, J Balvin, and the rest of them on big letters, and down little by little, when he got down, he saw Burna Boy, and it was like, damn. Yes, I might be small around your continent, for example, but around my own continent, I am a giant, because I think on that's one thing. I think how would I say it? Is it the creative culture, or I don't know how the Americans perceive the world? They just think whatever is interesting to them is interesting to the world, and what is not interesting to them is not interesting to the world. For example, I can give a clearly good example. We can have someone like Kendrick Lamar shutting down a stadium in America right now over and over again in different states. He's doing it over and over again. Great job, congratulations on that, on the store. So as you can also find, Davido is just too big. Someone like Rema shutting down every single country he goes to in Africa. Now let me rephrase. The same Rema might be able not to shut down Martin Square Garden. And believe me, you, Kendrick Lamar cannot come to Obafemi Awolowo Stadium and shut it down. Probably might not even get up to 10,000 people on this show. So that doesn't mean he's not a big artist. He is, but not to this community, like not in Nigeria. Yeah, you might be a bigger artist in your place and you seem like a superstar, just like I believe Jax and Fedez in Italy, for example. These are guys who have done this thing for a very long time, and they are legends here in Italy. They can be able to shut down San Siro Stadium, for example. And you can have artists like, how will I say, Kendrick Lamar J. Cole, for example, not being able to shut down the same stadium. That doesn't mean they are not big in their own part of the world. Same as J. Bervin and Fedez is also big in this part of the world. So it's just two different kind of worlds. So I guess it's about time people learn to understand. At this moment, I'm not sure 50 Cent can be able to outperform Davido. I'm not going to take that part as it's not an insult or whatever thing. 50, when 50 was 50, he was 50, but now he's Davido's turn. Just like right now, the only artist I know can literally compare, like people like Whiskey, Davido, Burna Boy, is people like probably Drake and Kendrick Lamar at the moment. Probably we still have maybe a couple of singers like Bruno Mars, yes, that can be able to compete. But talking about Mary J. Blige can come to Nigeria and not even get if 10 what the fuck 2,000 seats sold. I can literally agree on that with you. So that's one thing they should need to understand. If we're having somebody like Davido telling you he wants people or his creative directors to work on a set with him, allow him. He's a star of his own. He's not just a star. He's from the most second biggest continent in the world. Second, by the way. You know how many millions of people do you think know Davido by name? That's one thing I think a lot of Americans are still missing. We have people who are not on Instagram following these people. We have people who are not on Twitter following. Trust me, we don't deal with names by names. Like, yeah, you can have, what is it called? How will I say, Busta Rhymes walking on the street, and just you can have Faze alone on the street without him being recognized. That's how funny it is. Yes, a lot of people are just recognized due to the popularity of social medias, and they find followers and they just think they already meet. And that is why it is so funny that when somebody last time said, it is so funny that you can see somebody like Burna Boy selling out 40,000 copies of his album, plus shutting down stadiums. But you have somebody like, I don't know, Drake selling out, not even Drake, how would I say, Lil Uzi Vert selling out 100,000 copy units on his album, but can't even shut down a 10,000 seat stadium. Arena, for example. That's how it is. It's not about, people just feel it's about the numbers and, you know, sometimes there are people out there who are more popular by name, not just by online or class or whatever thing. And don't get that twisted. So I really agree with Davido, and coupled with he has his own talk going on right now. I guess it's about time he just focus on what his five alive tour instead of trying to get distracted by what they think they are doing. I really don't see, but I'm just saying this is my own opinion, and I agree with Davido full time, because it's not just the first time it has been happening, but over and over again. So I guess the event organizers should learn to understand that these people are kings in their own places, and they should learn to give them their throne and crown. It really means a lot. Our next song is coming from CK, Nothing Spoiled. We're gonna be back after the beautiful song.
Go by the name Dachel Sherbrooke, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House.
Shall you take my pain? cannot take my shame away. This life where we day, plenty hour, plenty hour, but I get it. Coconuts for my head. Nobody live forever. Nobody go live forever. Nothing's spoil. My joy only me, only me. I'm feeling good tonight. I thank God for love. Nothing's spoil. My joy only me, only me. Suffer, suffer for world. Enjoy for heaven. Suffer to make this money, but you can't take it with you. So I spend that designer, I wear that but I'm not looking for it. It's no loss. So baby, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. So baby, if I could do it all again, I'd do it like I did. Zero love inside the jungle. No problem, no go finish. While I no go ever finish. Shall you take my pain? Can I take my shame away? This life where we day, plenty hour, plenty hour, but I get coconuts from my head. Nobody live forever. Nobody go live forever. Nothing's spoiled, my joy only me, only me. I'm feeling good tonight, I thank God for love. Nothing's spoiled, my joy only me, only me.
This life do me like you know that. This life do me like a banner. Many people don't come, many don't go. But see how they feel there for my mind. I'ma pass it on, she's to the left and side now. Make her ease my stress now. You know say no time now. Come on tell her, tell me Bella, no I go do ya. Call you cash, you tell me me a two gaku. I'm losing my cool. I'm up with you and I go do. This life, when it is the calamity. This life, now the risk of the day. One life, for the time I go wait. One time,
shall you take my pain? Can I take my shame away? This life where we day, plenty hour, plenty hour, but I get coconuts from my head. Nobody live forever. Nobody go live forever. Nothing's spoiled. My joy only me, only me. I'm feeling good tonight. I thank God for love. That's his boy, my joy only me, only me.
You're listening to My House on Radio Fab.
Okay, that was Nothing's Boy by CK featuring Bella Smooth. And we're back again and we're talking about entertainment news again. We have Travis breaks down as relationship drama with Bella Richie's breaking point. And we also have some Nigerians comedian lack decorum. Third dry jokes at corporate event. And we also have Nigeria singer Bright Chizos joins Sony Music Record after meeting Davido. And he also gave Davido a shout out for, you know, sampling and talking about his music. Using his music recently. And Nigerian creator, content creator, Adamu Elizabeta Aminata, popularly known as Travis, recently broke down in tears during a live stream session, opening up about the ongoing tension in our relationship with content creator Habib Ahmad, aka Bella. The emotional moment took place during a joint live broadcast that also featured popular TikToker Sandra Bennett and Sean Pizzas. In the video, Travis expressed a frustration according to Bella betraying her by making a private aspect of their relationship really public. According to her, anytime she opens up to Bella about personal issues, he brings it up during a live stream session, often inappropriately, and he doesn't know how it to filter his words when he is live. And she said, explaining that's why she stopped confiding in him. And she explained, when she was triggered at the recent disagreement, Travis admitted that the matter had despite layers. There are many reasons Pella is angry, and he's taking it public. We've already talked about this issue privately, but because it wasn't being addressed online, she said. During his own live stream, Pella accused Travis of being sensitive and falling for the shares of her plan with him ahead of time. He insisted that he is transparent about his own life and doesn't keep anything from her. He expressed his frustration during his own live stream. According to him, how could I claim a girl like this? Do you know what she did? I didn't like Travis. She wronged me. Right now, I just helped her get back on track, and I'm trying to forgive her. But she's already cost me pain, and that isn't the first public issue between the couples. Yes, I guess first of all, I'm not saying is a great thing, but I think the first thing these two really got to do. I'm not saying they shouldn't really take each other more serious, but they've got a better career ahead of them, and they are still young. I think it's literally happened. This is just something that is going to be happening and will still happen, because when we have two young people who literally fall in love so quick at a very tender age, they might be reacting to even emotions and everything. I don't know how to say it. Just like the likes of Rihanna and Chris Brown. I was happy that didn't really kind of break up their friendship, but they're still friends and they moved on, you know, maturely, and it's a great thing. So I guess it's the same thing. When relationships like this are not happening, no need to take anything into anything. Just pathways as adults, and both of you will definitely find your space around the world. It's a big word, and trust me, the sky is wide, and the both of them can fly apparently to anywhere they want to go to without crashing on each other. So that's what I believe. And next song is coming from Joe Boy, and he titled this one Abena. We're gonna be back after the song.
Oh yeah, I get the facility, a maximum ability to pattern your utility. Oh, 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 oh. And the money's up, cause I go to way, I go cause he go pay. Yeah, oh shit, oh, 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 oh. Fire my thermometer, cool me down, give me ginger. Heavy vibration, mommy, why that's a reason. You there for my head, oh. Come make me tired to the sun, come down, maybe they just say so. Oh, oh, yeah. Dance, I'm gonna dance. Dance, I'm gonna dance.
Dominica says she won't give me worship, mama. Can we pray, mama? Lisa, can we pray? Dominica says she won't give me worship, mama. Can we pray, mama? Lisa, can we pray? The way she wind up, so lucky. Sad about keep on rocking, madam. Make her touch her the waist. In addition, when she be slay, I do the multiplication on top of times the blow.
I go by the name Dachel Sherbrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Joe Boy, Abena. And talking about entertainment music, we have Vic Tony coming out to talk about how his accident literally changed his parents' mind on supporting his music career. And talking about that, I did not used to know that Vitoni had an accident until somebody brought it to my attention that I should start going back to watching his old videos, that he couldn't even stand at that time. He was using a cane to stand when he does, and issues like that. So literally when I got back and I saw some of his video, and I realized, this is what really happened. And the really accident was severe, but thank God he made it, because I guess that's the accident that even brought him out. Even the story was more touching when people started reading into his discovery and all of those things. It was just an amazing thing. But something just happens for us to really elevate ourselves as humans, and I guess that's one of the things that has happened to Victor also. And in a recent interview, popular known as Victor, has revealed how his car accident led his parents becoming supportive of his music career. In April 2021, Soweto hitmaker was involved in a tragic accident that resulted in one dead and left three others injured. During the interview behind the Prestige podcast, he revealed that his parents were internally not in support of his music career, as they preferred he complete his education and pursue a career in engineering. And talking about that, he explained that his perspective shifted after his 2021 car accident, as a massive public support he received made them realize how much music meant to him. My parents were not cool with me doing music from the jump. They didn't tell me to stop, but they weren't 100% supportive, he said. And they hoped I'll finish school and become an engineer. But when I had an accident in 2021 and they saw how much impact I had on people, how much on social media we're posting things I like, pray for Victoria, and they realized my music career meant a lot to me, and they just let me do what I wanted. Victoria became recognized just a few years, although his collaboration with Mayokon is hit maker Holy Father. He is signed to Maryland Block Party, a record label founded in Nigeria, executed by Toby Mohammed in the year 2023. Victoni referred to his car accident as a blessing in disguise, and I guess that's what I just said. There are some things that just happen and you just feel like, why is it happening to me? Sometimes I didn't really kind of knew Victoni like that, and though I had heard the song Holy Father, I just felt like this is one of these guys who's gonna be. But when I really, after the accident, people really started, the Soweto really broke him out secondly, but after that people were paying attention to more of his accidents than his songs, and after that they gave him an opportunity and a listening ear before they knew Victory became one of the biggest things that has ever happened. And Soweto Remix, I can literally tell you, is one of the biggest songs. Like in the last, it was in 2022, it dropped 2023, and it was the biggest song of that year, no cap. Our next song is coming from one of the greatest rappers at this moment. He goes by the name Ladipo, and Ladipo is just this guy who I think is not just stepping down for the now, because even after his limelight during the pandemic, he's still doing what he knows how to do best, and it's just something I came to love about him. He's just giving back to back, and I think he's finding that first spot again he used to have, and he's definitely going to get it if he does continue like this, and I really appreciate that for him. And the song is coming from him, and he titled this one Fola Shadi.
I know feel like you, baby. For this life, I could love you daily. You be my Fola Shade, baby. My Fola Shade, baby, baby. Tit all on me steady. So long we done the waiting. You be my Fola Shade, baby. My Fola Shade, baby, baby.
I cannot deny it, I'm biased. You're like what David did to Goliath. Got me falling for all the little things, and little things start fires. Have I told you in me at T.E.W.O.? Yeah, I've said it before. Every time I'm with you, I feel like I'm 20 feet tall. The feeling of finding the missing jigsaw, jigsaw, that little piece that fits the picture.
Tell me what it feel like. Tell me what it feel like. Real cake, real dough. How it feel to be a real pie.
Hot cake.
You know you a real pie. No, they do like you, no, no, baby. Occasionally, I did step out of line. Show me another dance that ain't one step at a time. Wait till you carry for behind, it's hard to leave it behind. I mean, love like this is hard to find.
But you know,
I know feel like you, baby. For this life, I could love you daily. You be my Fola Shade, baby. My Fola Shade, baby, baby. Put it all on me steady. So long we done the waiting. You be my Fola Shade, baby. Fola Shade, baby, baby.
Standing by the shore now, permission to dive in.
Dive in.
Used to think real love is just about providing.
Used to think real love is just about.
It's in my nature, you see. It's the Nigerian in me. You would ask for presents. I'm thinking the one with receipts. Never ending lessons. Now I'm fluent emotionally. You still haven't answered this question for me.
Tell me what it feel like. Tell me what it feel like.
Real cake, real dough.
How it feel to be a real pie.
Fine, babe.
Yeah, you know you a real pie. No, they do like you, no, no, baby.
I see the sweat dripping off your body tonight. And when it hits your waist, you turn that water to wine. You're my Sade, and even though this isn't a crime, you'll be wanted for life, no.
I know feel like you, baby. For this life, I gon' love you daily. You be my fall, I Sade, baby. My fall, I Sade, baby, baby. Put it all on me steady. So long we done, yeah, baby. You be my fall, I Sade, baby. My fall, I Sade, baby, baby.
Yeah, but you know.
Okay, that was Ladipo for La Shadi. And we also have our next news here that Angela Okiri S. Osbas dropped shocking allegations. And talking about her, yes, boyfriend of the famous Nollywood actress Angela Okiri Oyemoni has made allegations after their recent breakup. In a series of posts on Instagram story, Oyemoni publicly accused several well-known Nigerian Nollywood actress of having intimate relationship with Okiri. He went for that to reveal that the revealing the names as well as sharing pictures of individuals allegedly involved in this with the actress. And the ex-boyfriend also revealed what he claimed to be the easiest way to get intimate with Okiri. According to him, all it takes is a flashy car and some alcohol. If you want chop grandma, just get one nice car and rent one nice car and get any type of alcohol he started. And this is coming just this after the address of the trash switch Regina Daniels. First of all, I just want to say if that's the case, which means you as a guy also really couldn't even keep up, because first of all, not just alcohol and nice cars, and I guess you really did not play your games right, and that is why you're doing this. And I don't really know why this is also a problem for especially Africa, not just Africa, because I don't know if it happens around the world though. Let me speak from the part I'm from guys around where I grew up from. If a girl and you break up doesn't really give you the privilege or whatever thing to start. I thought that used to be a ladies thing, but why now these days guys can just go around start spitting shit out? And it pains me so much that guys don't really have so much balance anymore. Like I don't know if it is the society, I always keep blaming for things like this, but I just think it is so unfair that you can't really find a man to be a man these days. When I was growing up, even no matter what happens in a relationship, in a marriage or whatever thing, you barely see a man comes out to say anything. All he says is, I'm not a believer, because he thinks whatever he's going to say doesn't really change anything. Those who believe him will believe him. Who doesn't? I don't know. It's just mentality. But now these days, before the thing even happened, Ameg will come and begin to talk everything. I just think it's about time we start putting men in men's place. And not be everything you could post about, you could talk about. I think there are more greater things than issues of life. And with the way you're talking right now, Mr. Money, be like I say, the relationship or the break of the pain you. So if you pain you, just pack it and go. There is nothing much to say. I really don't have anything much to say. That's just my own point of view in this whole situation, because I don't really see any reasons now why you're doing any of this. Trust me, I really, nobody's asking for you your opinion on how to sleep with her or whatever thing. Nobody cares. Nobody wants to know. If any guy is interested, the guy should have been able to approach her and use his own tactics or whatever thing to get her to bed or anyway. I don't know how it works, but trust me, nobody's really seeking and asking for your opinion. And next song is coming from Mayoko, and the title is one, Blessings on Blessings, P.O.B.
Yeah, oh, you don't know, but
Your ex
of Lele Kiki.
Blessings or blessings, I'm counting my blessings. Don't act like you don't know. Continental, international, pounds at the dollar, mon lobo. Bad days are gone, good days are coming. Just follow, no, no. I see the beat, they bounce on my ladies. They go low. Cause I'm focused on my beat, and I know feel the trick. I get the
dollar. My days are gone, good days are coming, just follow. Who knows? I see the pity, the man's on my ladies, they go low. On my beat, and I don't feel retreat. I get delivered to the fire, yeah.
Taking over, no man, no man. Pushing the breeze and we turn it over. I want pick up the car, till load a loader. If they enter Ghana, they go need medica. Black or black, I with the motherfucker. With the talk, say my tomorrow no go better. My jigga jigga, say make I no relax. Only God go make us bigger, bigger.
Blessings or blessings, I'm counting my blessings. Don't act like you don't know.
Continental, international, pass at the dollar.
Molo. Bad days are gone, good days are coming, just follow. Molo.
I see the beauty, they pass on my ladies, they go low.
Listening to my house on Radio Fab. Okay, that was Blessings and Blessings by Mayoko featuring Davido. And talking about Mayoko and Davido, Mayoko recently came out and talked about how Davido let him secure Sony Music Africa deal after leaving Davido Music World DMW. Reportedly that Mayoko was signed to Davido's Music World DMW back in 2016. He parted ways with them in the year 2021, and his departure from Davido's label to Sony Music West Africa sparked assumptions of the staying ties between them. But however, Mayoko, speaking in an interview with the Three Music TV, the singer disclosed that Davido played a key role in a deal with his new record label. Aside from having my label right now, I'm also with Sony Africa. Shout out to Davido for that as well. He fascinated the D and Mayoko stated. And talking about that, that is one thing I think a lot of people I kind of liked about Davido. It's difficult to really see scandals with Davido, an artist, like especially his record mate Idi Hard, and the only person who has had that only also once. That's why I also love Olamide, by the way, shout out to him. And the only reason I also love Olamide was because that the only person who has tried to stain his name was Enlighter, and that was to show you that Enlighter was the ungrateful one, because ever since then it has been parting ways peacefully and gracefully. It's just a beautiful thing to see these people. And also shout out to Don Jazzy, the same thing. If you want to go, he just opened the door for you to leave. In a catalog, you want Karabe Karigu, because he believes there are greater artists he's going to work on. And I think since the beginning of Maven Records, Rema has done more revenue for Maven than any other artist. So if Rema is still able to keep up his record and still be there, his deal and still be there, trust me, it means Don Jazzy is just an amazing person to literally work under or work with, by the way. So these are just one of the few things I think a lot of artists or a lot of record label owners should be able to assign to and be like, yes, and so we supposed to be, and so the D is supposed to be. Not be by say, if you know, do you go die or one thing. I just think there are a lot of I know it's difficult for you, an artist, so you to just bring up an artist from nowhere and be like, okay, fine, start up a career, we're gonna be doing everything for you and all of those things, and from nowhere, because the artist is able to get one or two money, or he thinks he's already in the sky flying, he just wanna part ways with Lebe. According to the other one we come up for Josie Ward recently even talked, said that they are using his money to take care of other new artists and they are not paying attention to him and all of those things. And I came to realize, and I always said, and I always keep saying, if the label didn't pay attention to you, how do you think you would have been able to get this big? So this is one thing I also think a lot of artists are missing. If yes, you can be able to renegotiate with a label, it is so open and great to tell a little bit about CEO, let's try and do this again and this again. I think that was what Jazzy said, that he gives freedom to Rema to do whatever he thinks that is good for him. And that thing has also been able to open ways for him, being able to create his own sound, his own visuals. Look at his music video. It's just different from what every regular person does. That's what makes Rema Rema. So it gives you that privilege, and I think it's a good thing. I just think it's a good thing. So all for you to do is now craft more on yourself and be the brand you want to be, so others can see you like that. That's all I've got to say. Nothing more, nothing less. And next song is coming from Oslade, one of the greatest of this new generation, and entitled this one Omalicha. And we're gonna be back after the beautiful song.
Shabunda de thunder strike you. Continue shako like to pack you.
Kosiga.
All eyes on you. On you. She na juju you use. I bring out to my pop. She na hallelujah. Oh, I be ala akiba. But I can soon know the secret to your concussion. Secret to your concussion.
The baby di hair make me bang bola shiga. Oh, now I gotta ask you.
What you like do without you? Make me wanna enter psychiatry. You no go play me Nintendo, my dear. How will I be? What will I do without you? You go pim pim my lot you. I be your new school, I like you. Made you.
Oh, I'm burning your bent over.
You taking a love of you. Mixing up for international loca. Tatari mi me pisoka. Akuna akuna matata. Aya mata skata oblagata. She na juju you use. I be now to my pop. She na hallelujah. Oh, I be ala akiba. But I can soon know the secret to your concussion. Secret to your concussion.
The baby di hair make me bongola shiga. Oh, now I gotta ask you.
What you like do without you? Make me wanna enter
psychiatry.
You go play me Nintendo, my dear.
How will I be?
What will I do without you? You go pim pim my lot to you. I be your new school, I lot to you. Did you?
Oh, I'm learning to get over. Say it for now. I always want me go bend over.
I go by the name Dachle Shebrook, and I'm at the studios of Radio Fab, and you're listening to My House. Okay, that was Oslade Omalicha. And now, if you're just joining us, this is My House. Officially, we're almost getting to the end of today's episode. Officially, we are not just almost, we're almost at the end of today's episode. And I just want to say thank you if you've listened from the beginning to this end. And I just want to say, if you've missed any of our program, you can also listen to our podcast on Spotify and also on our radio station website at www.radiofab.it. And saving the best news for the last for today's episode, we have Dibansh confirming a joint tour with Two-Face and Timaya. And talking about the Two-Face and the Dibansh tour, this is one amazing thing I think we've been waiting for a very long time. Not just the tour, even the collaborations. We didn't get to see any collaborations for the both of them, neither a joint album or an EP, whatever thing. I don't know. We really, it was one thing that I think we were really kind of waiting for a very long time, and we didn't get to see, and it does pain me. Just like a collaboration of Davido and Wizkid. It's just something that I really hope to see. And is I just hope one of these days they just get to the studio and be like, okay, fine, you'll do something, but this people may not go. You may not be like with the best. And he disclosed this in a recent interview with Adesokba Life in London, United Kingdom. The Oliver Twist hitmaker released his Afro beat as progressed from a rising West African general into the 2000-2010 when he and his compatriots had sway to the global sound. And the punch noted that the Afrobeat metrics rises was not just because of the dedication of its artists and executives, but also to the support of the Africans in the diaspora. That's a fact. And he also said that I was speaking to Timaya the other day, and he was like, Banga, it is okay, you're entrepreneur, you have entrepreneur enough, it is time to come out. And I said the same thing, and I'm speaking to Tuface as well, and Tuface was telling me, let's go on a tour together. We have myself, Tuface, and Timaya, we have great bodies of work because of how our industry is, and this is a big market for everyone. And so yes, we'll be going on a tour. That's a beautiful thing. And I was also dropping a new song with Tuface soon, titled Feeling Good. For those who have waited, I wanted to thank you guys. I said the collaboration we've all been waiting for, and I think that would have been a great tag for our tour, just to say thank you, because looking back 20 years ago now, everybody is Afrobeat, everybody is African. But I remember when it was London, when in this London, it was not just great for you to say you are a Nigerian, and we all wanted to be Jamaicans back then. Everybody was embracing Jamaica so far from us, Jamaicans so far for us Africans to be non-popped in, and now it's a big deal. These days, there is no UK movie that haven't seen our music is not on it. So it's a big kudos, not just to the creators, but also to your community, that's the Africans in diaspora. And as I said, the collaboration is something we've all been waiting for, and it's a great, and it will be a very great thing and a big deal for me also. And I can't wait for this song, and it's gonna be a great one. And shout out to Timaya, Tuface, and also the bunch on putting this together. It's gonna be a great talk, but I don't know if they're gonna be coming to Italy, because officially I would have loved to, you know, see the legends all together doing what they know how to do best. And it's a great thing, and it's a great thing indeed. So without talking too much right now, I guess we've come to the end of today's episode. So I want to say thank you once again for listening to this very moment, and if not, thank you again once again. You're still the reason we come here every Wednesday. I go by the name again, Dashley Sherbrooke, and you can just call me DC. Hope to see you next week, hopefully, so we can have an amazing moment again together. And it has been a very great and a nice pleasure for me, a 1 hour for me, and I don't know about you, but it's also great for me. So hope to see you again. Don't forget to follow us on social media handles at My House and on our radio stations at Radio Fab. Your comments, your contributions will always count. And without talking too much, love you all. Chividamola prasma puntata. For now, I'm going to be saying goodbye. And I'm not leaving you alone. I'm leaving you with a song by Maliki Berry, and featuring Wizkid, and he titled this one Situations. Bye, and see you next week.
Why you gonna do me strong thing? Why you gonna do me strong thing? Why you put me on a long thing? Yeah, you put me on a long thing.
Papito.
Why you gonna do me strong thing? Baby, what's a lot of fun thing? Why you gonna do me strong thing? Why you gonna do me strong
thing? Told me you needed a rider, a provider. Baby, why you gotta change your standard? Oh, hey, yeah. Girl, I gon' be your rider. Times get hard, I'ma stay with you to the wire. Oh, no. Girl, your situation, order. You dey make a bad man thank grace for you. Oh, girl, your situation, no. Got me stressing for you. I know we ain't official, baby, but I really miss you, baby. I ain't tryna cause no issue, baby. You know the vibe, you know the vibes when I'm with you, baby. Baby, I gave you all my love and all my time, huh? All my time, no, baby. Baby, you dey pay me. You dey act like my feelings don't count, oh no. Baby, are they fun? Like say, are they bad? When I call you, they give me run around, oh. Girl, I'm tired of running. Told me you needed a rider, a provider. Baby, why you gotta change your standard, oh? Girl, I gon' be your rider. Times get hard, I'ma stay with you to the wire, oh. No. Make a bad man thank grace for you. Oh, got your situation, no. Got me stressing for you.
Yeah. Why some my she gege. Why some my go go be? Why some my she gege? My girl, my Costco be. Oh, why some my she gege? Why you de Costco be? Why some my she gege? Why you de? No be lie, no be lie, baby, no be lie. Say if I meet you in another life. Say I go tell you twice. So say now only you day. No be lie, no be lie, baby, no be lie, yo. Say if we jam in another life. Say I go hold you tight, oh, oh, oh. Say my love me no be China, baby. Keep a designer, baby. This kind of love no be finer, baby. Keeping my life, say no standard, oh. Say no try my baby. Nobody go if you try my baby. Cause our love in no be China, baby. Oh yeah.
Kind of situation, yeah. Order, if they make a bad man, thank grace for you. Oh, got your situation.